We're back. This is CIT, and I'm Phil Taylor of the Taylor Report. And I think we're joined now by Justin Bahunga, who is the vice president of FDU in Kingi. Are you there, Justin?
I'm correct. Yes, I am.
Hey, I bet you're in pretty good spirits. This is a remarkable moment.
Yes. I have to be. It's a moving moment, as you like to say.
Yeah. Well, your organization.
Exciting.
Yes. She's been in prison for 8 years, and now there is this release. Your organization. People should go to FDU-Rwanda.com for statements about to get the picture of this significance of the release of Victoire and the other prisoners. But tell us, so what is the organization's reaction to in terms of what it means, what your hopes are?
Oh, thank you so much, Phil. But I think probably put into context that this the lady
Hello? I think we lost Justin. I'll acquaint you with the facts, our listeners. It is the Taylor Report, by the way, CIAT 9.5 FM. We're on Facebook and SoundCloud. I think listeners Taylor Report will know that Victoire Ingabire has been a political prisoner in Rwanda. She was a civilian. She had not been in the country at the time of the war and the massacres in 1994. She returned to the country hoping to find an opportunity to have a party and to reflect the democratic will of the people of Rwanda over and against basically a military system run by Paul Kagame. Paul Kagame has many admirers and supporters, Bill Clinton and Tony Blair, and they pretend that he is running a democracy. Well, Victoire Ingabire, of course, when she announced she was going to run for president and challenge Paul Kagame, she was arrested, put in prison. She's been there for 8 years. It had the special many ugly features, but if you look at pictures of her, one of the first things they did was shave her head. And they made it a point to, any time anybody saw her, she was always in her prison garb and her head shaved. It's been a very dangerous, unhappy situation for a number of years. There are many people in her party and other democratic elements in Rwanda who've lost their lives. She certainly was in danger of losing hers. We haven't lost Justin Bahunga. Are you there, Justin?
No, we're
fighting the elements. Thank you very much. Please continue. What is FDU Rwanda.com? Are you telling people?
We are saying that we welcome this new development that President Kagame has accepted and ordered the release of Victoire Ingabire Muhoza, the chair of our party, who in the first place will not be where she is, not have been there for the last 8 years. And as I know, the European Parliament, Amnesty International, and Human Rights Watch had considered the trial as a flawed. But also, in the ruling of November 2017, the African Court of Human People's Rights had ruled that her rights had been violated and asked the Ghana government to reinstate her in her rights and to pay reparations.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope that in this step that the president has taken, that more will be done to open the political space, and because the laws that were used against her are still in place.
Mm-hmm.
So we are all so happy that she's out, mm-hmm. and she can speak and look at the sun like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. What do you know about the – I notice in your statement you use an expression, political space. Do you have any indication of whether she's going to be permitted, or your party is going to be permitted to function, and you know, as an ordinary party with rights within the system, to right to run for office, the right to speak, etc.? Hello? I know Justin very well. I know he didn't hang up on me. I'll just tell you what I do know. Well, I guess we'll make another attempt to reach, I'll keep it short with him. It must be some problem there. They have 9 members of their leadership are presently in prison, as he was saying, and under the same laws. So if in those circumstances, they're looking at many years. This is not a general movement to apparently to broaden the political space in the country. It seems to have been a gesture of and where we're all left to try to speculate as to why. Among the speculation, by the way, and you do go on the internet, there are a lot of wonderful writers. Check out the opinion of former Prime Minister Faustin Tuguiri Mungu. He has a Twitter account, and he has said he credits nothing to the government. He said this woman should have been free in the first place, and until Rwanda is free, until all the political prisoners are free, this is simply a moment, and we're glad for her freedom. But, you know, this is a contest in, ultimately to be decided by the people of Rwanda. Incidentally, a prominent Christian singer who had been a favorite of the government there, known for his singing spirituals, etc., he was also in prison and has been released. And we're going to take another crack at this, Justin.
I'll
ask you only one big question, and that is, do you anticipate any alteration of the political circumstances of Rwanda? And I guess I have to ask, do you know, is it the intention, do we know at this time what Victoire herself is intending to do, has she said?
Of course, well, this is a very small but good development that is out. Mm-hmm. But given what we know about the way the government works, we fear that it could be a kind of diplomatic clause, mm-hmm. let off steam, and then I think especially that a lot of pressure on Rwanda to observe the human rights. And especially that there is, as you know, that Rwanda is now wants to have the Minister of Foreign Affairs to become the Secretary General of the Francophonie. And as you well know, the 4 big projects or objectives include the promotion of human rights and democratic governance. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of controversy, I think, even in France, where I think 2 or 4 former ministers have written, and some African writers, that it is not the Rwanda which could claim a place where the promotion of human rights because of the situation in Rwanda. Mm-hmm. And as you know, Freedom House Report 2016 considers Rwanda as a no-free country, with a score of 8/40 in terms of political rights. Reporters Without Borders 2017 ranked Rwanda as 159 out of 180 countries surveyed, and 46 out of 54 countries in Africa, and behind all the neighbors. So we believe that could be one of the reasons, but also the key allies of Rwanda, the United States and the UK, have been putting pressure on Rwanda to open the political space. Mm-hmm. But still, it's a good development, and still, we want to push again and always for opening the political space, and especially to remove or to stop the laws that make it difficult for to register a political party. That actually prevents or inhibits peaceful assembly and demonstrations, but also make it impossible for political parties to recruit. Mm-hmm. And therefore, was with the good development, yes. But we are going to aim for more.
Definitely. And Justin, just the last thing, I know that it's you in your statement, I urge people to get it, FDU-Rwanda.com. The Diane Wigara is also a wonderful young woman who, and also of the same ethnic group as the president. She challenged him on everything he does and his whole outlook. She was imprisoned along with her mother. So I assume that we're all going to make sure that she's at the top of the banner now to get her release.
Absolutely. And again, one of the laws I was saying, we actually stop people from exercising their rights is the Article 463, the Penal Code, against what they call against spreading rumors or inciting a population against the government. And so under this law, if you criticize the government, you are seen or considered to be inciting the public against the Rwandan government. And when you are outside, and then it's Article 451, it says if you criticize the government outside, you are said to be tarnishing the image of the Rwandan government, and it is a criminal offense. And then the mother of Diane, and also herself, some of the accusations is spreading rumors or inciting the public against the government. So we push for that, mm-hmm. When she's out, our president, and we are committed to continue on that route to ensure that the political space is open and yes. People can speak freely and peacefully. Yeah. Because as you remember, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Rights, Freedom, and Peaceful Assembly, Maina Kai, in his report of June 2014, the Human Rights Council, he was saying, and that's why we are concerned, that a society without room for critical voices to speak freely and peacefully is unsustainable. Mm-hmm. And that the fear of genocide cannot be invoked to impede fundamental freedoms in a society. What, as I said, in fact, they are necessary to prevent the conflict and genocide. Mm-hmm. We push for that because we don't want anything that happened in Rwanda to happen again. That's a pushing for the political space and able to speak freely.
Well, very good. Justin Bahunga, congratulations on becoming the second vice president of the FDU hyphen in Kinki. And we thank you very, very much for talking to us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'd be more than happy any time to call me and to say something you think is useful, important. So thank you so much once again. Thanks. And I look forward to getting a call from you again to talk about the politics of Rwanda.
We will do that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. And this is Taylor Report, CIT 89.5 FM. Well, I guess we're going to have a bit of that music celebrating Victoire Ingabire. We're going to be talking to Harry Glaspie, Capitalism, a Crime Story, coming up in the second half.